Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever had a real life nightmare where something happened to you and you said, I can't believe this is happening to me right now? Like, you were so embarrassed, so shocked, didn't know what to do. And what was it? What was your real life nightmare? Has anything similar happened to you? So Brian went to Kris Jenner's house for a meeting about keeping up with the Kardashians. Okay. So he goes there, he goes to the bathroom, and he goes in, and it's really dark in her bathroom. Everything is made out of like black onyx. It's dark. And he can't find, everything's electronic, so he can't find the light switch. So he goes to the bathroom. He can't find anything. He's just trapped. And then that's where it kind of starts. Right. Okay, sorry.
So I'm watching the water level rise. Now you're in this moment of like, what do I do? Do I stick my hand in there and just... These are the things going through my mind. Do I tell, you know, hey, Chloe, can you... Don't tell Kim and Courtney, but can you help me out over here? Or do I just, you know, say to Kris, I think your toilet's got a problem.
So what did you do?
I left it there.
Oh.
He clogged her toilet. He clogged Kris Jenner's toilet. Now that's got to be one of those nightmare situations. And he didn't even say anything. He just went about his business like everything was A-okay. Have you ever had a nightmare situation like that where something happened to you and you were just thinking, why is this my life? Vicky, did you have something similar happen?
It was horrible. I was in junior high school. And I was in the cool choir. It was this traveling choir. We got to make our costumes and everything. And we had tostadas for school lunch that day. So in the middle of us singing, I ripped the most loudest, horrendous fart of my life. And I am 61 years old, and this day, I swear to God, I've never had a tostada. It was horrible.
That'll take you off tostadas permanently.
Isn't that expression like a...
It was horrible, and it was loud.
Oh my gosh, Vicky, I'm so sorry. That obviously had a very traumatic effect on you. Cynthia, what happened with you?
Yes, my husband had his hand down inside the garbage disposal, cleaning it out, and my daughter turned it on.
Oh my gosh, I'm cringing. What happened?
He pulled it out super fast, and I was waiting to see, like, fingers missing and blood squirting, but... He got some cuts on his knuckles. Luckily, everything was still intact and he was okay.
Whoa. Why did she turn it on? Did she just not know?
So there was a little piece of dirt on it and she was trying to scratch it off and she accidentally turned it on.
What was he doing with his hand down? Why was his hand down there in the first place?
Maybe I accidentally put a spoon down there.
Oh my gosh.
It was all your fault, Cynthia. No, I'm just kidding.
That is not everyone's nightmare. You could be alone in the house and you're reaching out to get that spoon. It's just that fear that somehow that thing is going to turn on by itself.
That's my mean joke I play on our family when I'm doing dishes or something. I'll pretend my hand is down there and then I'll hit the switch. It'll come on. I'll be like, ah! And everyone turns and looks. I'm like, haha, just kidding. It's not funny, but I get such...
It gets a laugh every time, right?
Oh, I just get such gratification seeing their eyes get so huge at first. And then they're like, you're messing with us.
Until the day it really happens. Yeah. Like, all right, mom, and your arm's being chopped up.
Yeah, I have nothing going on. Let's talk to Sarah.
Hi, guys. So my nightmare situation, freshman year of high school, long hallway in PE, having to do sit-ups next to your crush. And I did a sit-up and farted.
Oh.
And it got called bean burrito.
Mercedes, do you have a situation you've ever been in?
Yeah, my life. Do you have one?
I was 18. I wanted to try chewing tobacco for the first time, so that would be cool. It is not cool, by the way. And so I went to the gas station, and I bought some, and I put it in, and I was chewing. Spitting out the window. It was awful. I started getting nauseous, but I kept thinking, oh, ride it out, man. This is cool. It was, oh. And it was just, it affected my stomach really bad. And we went to a football game that night because I wanted to see this girl. Her name is Becky Carr. And my buddy went. I'm all excited. I knew Becky was at the football game. It was right when the football game is letting out. We're kind of hanging out by the entrance. And it just, that's when like everything really kicked in.
You threw up.
And I threw up. And sure enough, who comes walking out? Becky Carr.
Oh,
I think I said something like, I normally don't do this, It was just something so. And that was God's lesson saying, why are you chewing? You shouldn't be chewing, son. You shouldn't be doing this.
That's a decision you made on your own. But you like your own flatulence and stuff. That's embarrassing. Because I had one of those situations happen last week or 2 weeks ago. I think I told you this off the air. I was getting my lashes done. And, you know, you have to have your eyes closed. And I was laying on the table and she was working on it. And I fall asleep when I go. I always fall asleep. And at one point, I just got so relaxed that I passed gas. And I was so embarrassed because my eyes are taped shut. And then I'm like, do I say something or do I act like it never happened? And I wasn't like, was she 100% sure? Did she hear me or not? Or do I just go like
trying to cover it up?
So I didn't say anything, but I know she heard. It was so... Oh, I thought that was a sound.
Whoa, there it is.
It's just her stomach growling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.